name's Lou Barlow. I play with Seb Bedeau. I play with the Full Complosion. I play with Dinosaur Jr. I play with myself as much as I can. And you are listening to The Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM. Left of the dial, always the best. CJSF.ca online.
Awesome. Thanks, Lou.
Okay? It's okay not to be okay. That's why Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, 365 days a year, across Canada. So you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a trained volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor, whatever works best for you. You can also connect with Kids Help Phone through trained interpreters in over 100 languages, and it's always free. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info and give your feelings a place to go.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
So if you listen to the show often, you know I love my German loan words. And I was just thinking, I was in the UK recently, and I found myself, I got one of those share bikes and did a good ride around town a few times. It's completely addictive. Do it. Take a helmet. Anyway, it was super fun. And I found myself, at some point, I sort of was reminded about that Sinead O'Connor, the singer in that, two songs ago in the Jaw Wobble album there from 1991 or something. And Sinead sings on that song, Visions of You. Something to do with Bedlam, the name of the album. And so I found myself riding, and I was in the neighborhood of, I think, where Sinead O'Connor passed away. She bought a new fancy condo just south of Brixton, which is a Jamaican neighborhood in South London, and a very cool place. Jimmy Somerville used to live there, the small town boy. And the Commune Arts fella. And so a lot of stuff happened there, and tons more. And I found myself, you know, wanting to go see these places where things happened. And then I thought back, I think the day earlier I was in front of Assia Wevel's flat in Clapham. Assia Wevel was Ted Hughes's wife at the time in the 60s or 70s after Sylvia Plath. She passed away there and actually took her daughter's life at the same time too, so it's pretty sad. So I found myself there too, and I'm starting to add these things up. And the time previously I was in the UK, I was in front of Joe Meek's house. Joe Meek was a producer and electronic musician, did something called Telstar. I found myself in front of his blue plaque, and he actually murdered his landlady. So again, he was a producer at the time, North London. And so I'm wondering what's going on here. So I don't know. I kind of like to study geography in university, and I kind of like to go to places where things happened, I suppose, and really get a palpable sense of the history there. And maybe sometimes it's not so maybe happy or good or whatever. And you know, I'd take a quick one photo and move on my way. So, but anyway, so I'm starting to look at this. I'm thinking, what do the Germans say? What's the word for this in German? And so I came up, so something called berühmter Todesort. Berühmter Todesort, a famous death place, is maybe. Let's call that. So I was off visiting some berühmter Todesorts recently, and I found myself doing this without even thinking about it. So anyway, I don't know. Do you do this stuff too? I do check out blue plaques in the UK for good things too. So it's not just it's just morbid stuff anyway. So yeah, Sinead lived close to Brixton and probably had for the short time she was there, probably had a fun time. It seems like a fun neighborhood, a lot going on, a lot of action, a lot of life around there. So let's go back to the UK for a couple of sort of punk dance songs from the day. And so let's start with Jesus Jones with a song called International Bright Young Thing. You probably remember this one. Thanks for listening. It's Noise of Carpet. It's Mike here. Talk to you in a few minutes.
To
There's the farm there all together now. It goes like that for a little bit longer. But I wanted to get into the AI review, so I just sort of I searched on the farms. But this is from an album called Spartacus from 1991. And what the computer is giving me back here. Pros for mixed bag of nostalgia and disappointment. Pros contain the hit singles Groovy Train and All Together Now. Remember Groovy Train? That was a good one too. The cons, considered a poor follow-up to the single All Together Now by some listeners. Some more cons, can be viewed as purely nostalgic experience by some without significant depth. Notes that even in its original form, the songs can suffer from dull arrangements and pedestrian lyrics. Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you worry about that when you're on the dance floor in 1991, you know? I think you're more worried about your hair and how you look and whether you have enough money to get another drink and whether your buddy is still in the club or been thrown out. So there you go. So that's what they say. That's fun. Always have a read of some reviews there. Before that, another dance rock song from the UK, Jesus Jones, International Bright Young Thing, about the same time. Again, they call this the baggy sound, I think, over in the UK. Happy Mondays is in that bunch as well. I did have a Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine song in that mix too, but I've just run out of time. So I've got a request. Question. Sean from Springfield is looking for a bit of side boob. You can always fit in some of that, I would suggest. English teacher is playing in Liverpool this Friday at the Hangar. And also this Saturday, so some Liverpool highlights live music this weekend. Saturday the 11th, Inhaler and the Snuts are playing at the Echo Arena. We don't call it by its new name. So it's the Echo Arena for the Liverpool Echo. So anyway, Inhaler and the Snuts are there on Saturday. I don't have enough time to play that. But anyway, they're good. And so take it. So if you're in Liverpool, go there. So let's start with You Know What. I don't know how many times I can say the name of this song without it becoming gratuitous. But the album's This Could Be Texas. The band is English Teacher. And the song is called Side Boob, and we'll get into some geese after this to wrap things up, sort of. Thanks for listening. Noise of Carpet, CJSF, as you know.
With your haunted asymmetry. someone's brought a camera crew. They're exploring your history. Now you're on the news, and it's driving me insane. 'Cause everybody wants to climb you, and they don't even know my name. Baby, you're a giant to me. Do I crave your company, or a few of your extra feet? Not even a mountain, yet I still can't make you move. And as the sun sets on your side boob, so I fall for you.
Ich bin Arndt Peltner von Radio Goethe. Ihr hört Mike mit Noise of Carpet right here on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, this is Arndt Peltner, host of Radio Goethe. You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Carpet, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
There's Arndt, he's coming up next, Radio Goethe, best in German music from Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. That's English Teacher, Side Boob. That was a great song. Thanks to Sean in Springfield. And this next song, probably the last of the night, is a new band called Geese. I think they're from Brooklyn in the U.S. Album's Getting Killed. Song is Bow Down. And they are in town in a couple weeks, too, but it's sold out, so I don't know. I'm going to have to try and use my press pass to get in there. Thank you for listening. I'm going to say goodbye right now, we'll talk to you next week. It's been a pleasure playing music for you another week, and I absolutely adore the fact that people listen to this every week, and I do look forward to it so much, so thank you.
Maria's dead.